Under Rule 27 here in the Uniform Rules, 27B, and I'll read it. After a bill or resolution has been introduced, or a motion for the adoption of the amendment has been made, and is read by the clerk or secretary, or stated by the presiding officer, it is deemed to be in possession of the House. And Mr. Speaker, I've got no problems with that, and that's the reason I'm here before you and before the body with this motion. It is this next statement there that I call reference to. It may be withdrawn at any time by the member introducing or reporting it if consent is given by the by a majority vote of the full membership of the House. Mr. Speaker, I do have two other co-sponsors on the bill with me. And I did call the dialer rule to get a legal opinion, and it was their opinion that the proposer of the bill has the prerogative to withdraw it. But the consent for withdrawal of the bill, once it's introduced and in possession of the House, must come from the body. And Mr. Speaker, that's why I'm here before you today, asking that the bill be withdrawn. I think I could have probably raised on another point of order with the term used by a colleague of mine from Fairbanks, piggyback. Mr. Speaker, if you piggyback something, you add something to what you already have in existence. This, Mr. Speaker, was not piggybacked. It was totally stripped. It was naked out there for everybody to throw whatever they wished upon it to cover what they didn't want anybody else to see. And this is what happened, Mr. Speaker. It wasn't piggybacked. It was stripped. And that embarrasses me, Mr. Speaker, and I would ask that the body be compassionate and help me closet this bill.
Is there further debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Bill 101 be withdrawn? Representative Duncan?
We have brief at ease, please.
House, please stand at ease. Point to order. Are you ready for the question?
Sorry. We don't need.
Question is, shall House Bill 101 be withdrawn? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 21 nays.
The motion to withdraw House Bill 101 has failed. Representative O'Connell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Also under unfinished business.
Yes, you have the floor, Representative O'Connell.
Mr. Speaker, Community Regional Affairs Committee would like to waive House Bill 702, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Community Regional Affairs for the Supplemental Housing Development Grant Fund and providing for an effective date. The bill has it also has a referral to finance, and Community Regional Affairs would like to waive the bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the committee referral is waived. Representative Freeman?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Hearing no objection, Representative Freeman is excused on the date it's requested. Representative Sutcliffe.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that I can withdraw the committee report of Committee Substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 70, an act relating to commercial fishing in North Pacific Chinook salmon. We mistakenly sent it up here when there's an amendment that will be coming over from drafting that we actually passed out.
That was right across this morning, was it not?
Yes, it was.
Is there objection?
Yes.
There is objection.
Question.
Representative Rogers.
May we have a brief at ease?
House, please stand at ease. Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, I call the House on the motion.
House has been called on the motion. Representative Sutcliffe.
I withdraw the motion, Mr. Speaker,
Object.
If I can.
There is objection to withdrawal of the motion.
Mr. Speaker, I call the House on that motion.
Representative Rogers calls the House on the motion to withdraw the motion to withdraw a committee report. Is there further debate? Representative Hofford.
Will you stand at ease, please?
House, please stand at ease.
Till five.
The Sergeant of Arms indicates that the call has been satisfied. Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, I lift the call of the House.
Call of the House has been lifted. Are you ready for the question? Representative Sutcliffe.
Yeah, I think I'd like to remove my request to withdraw my motion to... And I'd like to try it again. I'd like to place, ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to remove, recall the committee substitute to committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution 70.
Is there objection to the withdrawal of representatives?
And refer it back to resources.
Let's go back to the beginning, though. First of all, is there objection to withdrawal of Representative Sutcliffe's motion to
point of order.
Withdraw a committee report. Representative Gardner?
Point of order. Just trying to untangle things here. I think that the objection would have to be removed before he can remove the motion and remake another motion. Otherwise, we have a motion before us that has an objection to, and we'd have to take care of that. So I think that if somebody doesn't remove the objection, we have to dispose of the motion before he can make another motion on the same subject.
I believe that's probably right. There was the sequence of events, I believe, was that Representative Sutcliffe moved to withdraw a committee report. There was objection. There was a call on the House. Then Representative Sutcliffe made a motion to withdraw his original motion. There was objection to that and a call in the House. Call of the House has been lifted. Is the objection removed to the motion to withdraw the motion? Are you ready for the question? Representative Duncan?
I call the House.
There is a call in the House. House, please stand at ease. Representative Hofford.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Is there objection?
Mr. Speaker, under announcements.
Under announcements, before we adjourn, Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, I'd just like to remind members of the body that conflict of interest statements are due to the Public Offices Commission tomorrow. Fairly substantial penalties for those who neglect to do them. Also, the director of the Legislative Affairs Agency has forms for income tax extensions for those who want to file, who haven't been able to finish their taxes.
Thank you. Representative Metcalf?
Mr. Speaker, under announcements, the State Affairs meeting will be held at its normal time tomorrow of 8:15, which was not reflected, I believe, on the calendar. 1:15.
Representative Byrne?
Mr. Speaker, I have a citation under reconsideration. I'd like to have that carried over also.
State your point, Representative. There's a motion on the floor, Representative Byrne.
Well, let's see. I've objected to the motion on the floor, but let's have a brief at ease we may, huh?
House, please stand.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Byrne.
I'll withdraw my objection to the motion for adjournment. Thank you.
Are there further announcements, Representative Adam?
Yes, House Finance will meet in 10 minutes after adjournment.
Further announcements? Is there objection to the adjournment motion? Hearing no objection, the House stands adjourned until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.